You know why I brought this over? I'll tell you why. Remember we used to sit and talk about when you were growing up in Russia and all the stories about how you got out?
No.
I used to love those stories. Do you still remember?
Sure, I remember.
Well, why can't you tell me them again?
I like to hear them too.
You know what? I can remember since I was a kid, a little kid.
Really? In Russia?
Sure. I came over to this country when I was going 16, 17 years old. Came here in 14. Went to work. I lost $5 a week. 5 days a week. And if I worked only 4 days, if I had to share with the religious, then I wouldn't work on Shabbos.
Yeah.
So they're taking that off.
Yeah.
So I think it makes $4.5 a day, a week.
What kind of work was that?
What do you do? So, you putting all that down?
Of course.
I don't want you to do that.
Why?
I want to know how you got out.
Got out from where?
From where?
From Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we all came over to see my father and Goldie came before. And see, you couldn't go. I mean, then when he and Golda went over, they got a passport to go. Then I have a brother, Louis. I don't think you remember. He had to go to the army, so he. They called them to the services, you know. So they were looking for him. So they wouldn't give us a passport. They wouldn't, you know, the family. It was my mother and six of us more. So we had to. Do you understand Yiddish, anything?
Abyssin.
The government. You know what government is?
Mm-hmm.
Government means the stealing.
Yeah.
Stealing the border. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So for 2 days and two nights, we hide in the woods.
Near the border.
Your boy. She found it. The cat is over. They once taken.
They were working.
They paid them.
Mm-hmm.
Taking some of the shoulders and carrying them over to Galicia. That was there.
In Romania.
In Romania, that was. So we stayed there overnight.
How old were you then?
I was must have been 17.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of it, we had to wait. We missed the boat because we were late waiting. So that the boat, my father sent us the ship cotton. Do you understand? And he sent us
a ticket for the boat.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, the boat left, so we had to wait 2 weeks, or 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks, by the border. Oh my, we were miserable. And we came to the United States like that, my father, poor fellow. He was a old man, but he was 50 years old. But he looked good yet, and he was a nice beard in Russia.
What did he do in Russia?
In Russia? Mm-hmm. Business.
What kind of business?
Schmuck. But he was an old man with a game of shield and game, you know. You know, the life is entirely different there.
So what did you do when you came here to the United States?
Me?
Yes.
Went to work.
So where did the boat land when you got here?
See, when you come from Russia here, you come to Ellis Island. So we were all going to Ellis. So we landed in Baltimore. So we got out. You wouldn't believe it. 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I don't remember even how many weeks we were on the boat. On the water. Riding from Bremen, you know, the United States.
Where was it that your mother's jewels disappeared? Didn't you tell me once something about your mother had some jewelry or something?
Oh, she had a lot of jewelry. And we lost it. Here's somebody taking it out, thought we lost it. Hmm. How did you remember that?
You told me once.
That alone is enough to write a book. I can remember when I was, must have been about 9 years old. And I had a very successful uncle. His name was Shmuel Kalachman, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was very wealthy, very wealthy, in Europe. He had a lot of timber and factories and things like that. One of his sons was, he had doctor's sons and doctors, you know. But see, in Europe, you can practice a lot of things in Europe. They call it Ausland. Ausland is in Europe.
Foreigners. You're a foreigner.
Yeah. Well, it means cross the border. Mm-hmm. The kids, the girls, all of them, what the different professions they had, but they couldn't do it in Europe. So they used to live across the border. So when that uncle, he was sick and he was dying, so the children all came in. And I remember that. I couldn't have been more of it, 8, 9 years old, but I remember everything. I remember the funeral. I remember every telephone thing. One of them had a store, medicine, you know, prescription stuff. And he made a certain pills with the lasted 24 hours or something. Or they kept them with the one to get out some of his business, you know. And I remember that funeral like it was yesterday. And I think, I know it. I must have been over 8, 9 years old. I know I wasn't there, you know, but I remember that. He burned. All I'm telling you.
Yeah. What part of Russia was that that you were talking about?
I don't know how they got it divided now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it called then? Did it have a name for the town?
See? Yeah. It had little towns. Different towns. But they have it, and they have a certain gubernia. You know where the gubernia is? What you saying yet? Yeah.
I know.
What is a gubernia?
A gubernia is a little town, isn't it? It's a little bigger than a shtetl.
A shtetl, that's it. A shtetl is a small town.
That's right. And a gubernia is a little bigger, isn't it?
A gubernia is the color that it's, they call it like Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gubernia. Secret life is a difference, entirely different. I couldn't compare Russia with the United States, but it was hard. It was hard life that you, very hard. See, we raise the children different. I mean, like my father, he made the children go to cheder. When they were 3 years old, they had to go to cheder. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And my father used to go to shul every morning and every evening. See, they lived a different life. So when we came to the United States, it was a different life too. We used to, when we were coming over on the boat, we had to wait, we missed the boat. So we had to wait for another one, 3 weeks. So you come with a big company. So they put you out in a big, like an auditorium, you know. And they have the rooms for every, all of them together. So this guy was a Dutchman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he used to say, it's 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, all of us in the schloof. Miss, you go sleep, you turn out the lights. Oh,
all the people on the boat spoke Yiddish?
That's not those. See, that's... We had to go 2 more days by water till we go to the... Take the boat.
Mm-hmm.
To the water. It was still in Germany, you know. So he used to say German. All against love, you know, with that German accent. I met a fella there. He was a young fella, but stinking. You know, was a stinking. But he was staying there. He had a sister coming over from Europe too, and they wouldn't let her in, so he had to stay there till it was time for her to go. So naturally he had plenty of time, so during the day, I saw Germany. Museums and things like that, and the whole beautiful places. He tried to give get in before we we'd be locked out.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we locked out, it'd be too bad. Money I didn't have it. So, you wouldn't believe it, right? We were, all those days we were on a boat. We were riding the boat. And I was so miserable, you know, seasick. And he finally got off of the boat. So the lattice up, they didn't take us to Alice Ella. We went to Baltimore. We came to Baltimore. It's a pot. Came to meet us. So Golda, he had Golda. She was the only one he had with. And then another. But he had Linden, had a little house, a nice little house for us. And we had, you had it ready for us. And there was the face day of Pesach. And he had dinner ready for us and everything. Hmm. Matzah and everything. So, you wouldn't let me go to work the first week. Stay home and rest.